which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
What is up, franchise fans? I'm Jack Johnson here with your Franchise Market Watch. For those of you that are new to the podcast, we tell you and show you the franchises that people buy each and every week. Make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at thefranchiseinsiders.com so you can get this in email form as well as podcast. We are affiliated with over 700 franchise consultants. So we're going to show you exactly the franchises people are buying. We're going to give you the nuance behind why they're buying these franchises. And only with the Franchise Insiders, we're going to tell you how much and how we can save you on all of these franchises. So let's dive in and talk about the franchises that people have been buying. First up, Go Glow. So Go Glow is a tanning franchise. I think that's probably the best way I can put this. Never before has a company brought spray tanning into the market with the precision of Go Glow. Their brand is one of empowerment and confidence. It's on trend, highly relevant, and has become a movement on social media. Okay, that's really key. And I want to tell you guys, I've never seen a tanning franchise sell the way that Go Glow is selling. They are selling so fast this year. And it's really not a surprise because their item 19, which shows you the average revenue of their locations, is pretty incredible. They're showing average gross sales of $670,000 and an average net of $237,000 per location. It's nearly a 40% margin. To invest in a Go Glow, the franchise fee is $60,000. There's a royalty of 8% on the gross revenue. And they say your total investment is anywhere from $232,000 to $398,000, depending upon, you know, what market you're in, that type of thing. So what does that mean for a franchise investor? Well, that means after you plunk down your $60,000 for the franchise fee, you better at least be prepared to spend another $170,000 getting your Go Glow profitable. But at those numbers, that's a really nice investment. So just a quick, you know, point for those of you that might be saying, dude, I can make $237,000 with my corporate America job. Why would I ever do that? Well, one, you'd own it. But two, if you want to make more, just invest in more units. Want to make $500,000 a year? Invest in two units. That's what owning a franchise like Go Glow gives you the opportunity to do. So definitely this is one that I am seeing again. Over the past year, franchise sales have been dominated by home services. And now we're seeing this personal care Go Glow, which is a skincare plus service brand, really start to take off. It's a high ticket, multiple revenue stream with proprietary equipment plus product that creates raving fans. They've got over 5,000 five-star reviews. That's not easy to do. So Go Glow is definitely worth your consideration if you're interested in that personal care space. We can save you $2,000 on your Go Glow. Text me at 305-710-0050. By the way, do you want to hear what it's like to actually be a franchise owner, what it's like to grow a franchise from scratch? Check out Jill and I. Jill's my co-host, my partner at the Franchise Insiders. So we own a franchise called Pink's Windows, which is a Resi Brands franchise. We just launched it a month ago. We have another podcast called We Bought a Franchise. You definitely need to check it out if you want to hear what it's like to build a franchise from the very beginning. Just go to WeBoughtAFranchise.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter and give it a listen. I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun. WeBoughtAFranchise.com. Speaking of Resi Brands, That One Painter continues to sell like crazy. That is their sort of flagship brand. That One Painter is a painting franchise. It was an absolute 2023 top seller. Its annual unit value, meaning of the per That One Painter unit, is $1.3 million per location. No wonder this is like the fastest selling painting franchise. Since I've been in the business, I've never seen a painting franchise sell like this. But put the widget aside, because for those of you out there, you might be saying, oh man, I don't want to own a painting business. That doesn't sound fun. I'd rather own a cool yogurt franchise. Well, hold on a second. Because That One Painter has a this type of service business, painting, has been around forever. Since I've been in franchising, painting franchises have always sold very well and consistently. Painting, the average that one painter job, I think, is $5,000. I think that's their average job. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that is their average job. But they've even, I've heard rumblings of commercial jobs up to 100K. So at a franchise fee of $49,000, and I think that's going up actually, they're changing their FDD. I think it's going to be $59,000. But even so, they say a total investment of $88,000 to $117,000 will do the trick, will get your business profitable. So what does that mean? That means, well, after you spend your franchise fee, have another $40K available to build your business. You don't need an office with a that one painter. What you need is a truck and contractors. And because of the size of the job, because of the type of branding that Resi Brands does, and again, that's why I said forget the widget. Just like with Pink's Windows, which is the franchise I own, forget the widget. It's the customer experience. How does the brand make a customer feel? So that is why that one painter has been able to sell so well, because it is so low investment. Painting will always be needed. It is B2C with homes and residences and B2B with commercial projects. And it has just killer support, great people. That is why you see people all over the country selling out, buying that one painter. There's even a lot of franchise consultants like me who are buying that one painter. So that's why this brand has continued to grow at the clip that it has. Definitely worth your consideration. We can save you $10,000 on your That One Painter franchise. Text us at 305-710-0050. And don't forget to check out WeBoughtAFranchise.com to hear what it's like with us building a Resi Brands franchise. This is another one. Up next on the list is a franchise called Up Closets. It feels to me like almost every week this year, Up Closets has been selling. So again, let's just look at the trends, folks. GoGlow selling consistently this year. That one painter's been selling consistently for over a year. Up Closets over the last few weeks, it's really trending up. So why would that be? Well, here's what I know. Up Closets has a franchise fee of $39,000, a royalty, looks like about $750 a month. Total investment starts at $59,000. So essentially they're saying, in some markets, after you spend your franchise fee of $39,000, you can build your Up Closets to profitability for another $20,000. That seems really low to me. I like the other number, which they're giving as the high, which is $110,000. I'd want to have another $70,000 in my pocket. But this thing continues to sell. It's got a low upfront investment, as we mentioned, few employees, low overhead, highly effective and disruptive marketing. Now, if we're looking at the trends here again, That One Painter, great marketing. Go Glow, great marketing. Up Closets, great marketing. I bought Pink's franchise because it has great marketing. Put the widget aside. Who's going to win in terms of marketing? This is also important for any of you that have worked with a contractor recently. They have AI design software with immediate design options for the customer. So you go in and you're able to show a customer, boom, here's what your closet could be. That's a good chance you're going to increase your close ratio by a wide margin. So great technology. This is great for spousal teams. This is what they say. Interior designers, realtors, mortgage brokers, home organizers, home stagers, and it's great for young entrepreneurs. So again, Up Closets, look at the trends. This is something that people are investing in very consistently. Homevestors is another one that sold this week. Homevestors, you've seen the billboards, WeBuyUglyHomes.com. They've been around since I've been in franchising. They've got a long reputation. They've got 980 franchises spanning 144 markets. Their franchise fee is $39,000. Their royalty starts at 0.8%, goes up to 5%. They're saying you need a total investment of $89,000 to $461,000. Again, if it's me, if I'm investing, I like the top number. Totally home-based. Their franchisees, here's what they do. They buy houses at a deep discount from motivated sellers who respond to the national advertising campaign centered around the brand of We Buy Ugly Houses. What I know about HomeVestors franchisees is the ones that spend the most on advertising are the ones that do the best. It comes down to advertising. And that doesn't surprise me. That's any business. For any business I've been involved in, the more advertising you do, the better. In fact, my dad used to always say to me, when business is down, double your advertising. Your competition will pull back. You push more out there. So that, to me, that's part of the secret here. So the franchisees spend collectively, apparently over $50 million a year in direct mail, internet, billboard, and other outdoor and TV advertising. It generates over 25,000 leads per month from motivated sellers. So HomeVestors' combined advertising efforts allows the franchisees to take advantage of buying power and market share dominance to get a bigger return on their ad spends than they ever could on their own. So for people that say, I know how to flip houses, why don't I just do it on my own? That's the value that HomeVestors adds. So their franchisees receive the leads. Apparently HomeVestors, so they then set appointments, meet with the sellers, make offers on their houses. Franchisees purchase and rehab these homes with 100% financing provided by HomeVestors. Again, why don't I just do it on my own? You may not have the same kind of buying power. So HomeVestors brings that to you. The houses are then sold as is to other investors or rehabbed and either sold to homeowners or kept by the franchisees as rental properties themselves. So you get the idea. This is like if you're into real estate, HomeVestors is a dream. So again, $39,000 franchise fee, total investment $89,000 to $461,000. Real estate's been around forever. By the way, we can save you $10,000 on HomeVestors. So right away, if you buy through Franchise Insiders, you're getting $10,000 put back into your pocket through our rebate program. So that it's a really cool franchise. I know some people see the billboards and it kind of freaks them out with the We Buy Ugly Houses, but it works. So again, if we look at the market, real estate, beauty, personal care. That's what we saw this week in terms of the franchises that people bought. So I am a franchise consultant. I work with over 500 different franchises. My wife, Jill, and I do. We are current franchise owners. If you're sitting out there thinking about owning a franchise and you'd like some free guidance just to have a conversation, learn what we're seeing in terms of the market, go to our website, subscribe, or even schedule a call with us if you'd like to talk. You can always you can text me too. I don't care. Day or night, 305-710-0050. Shoot me any questions you have on franchise ownership. I'm Jack Johnson. Thanks for tuning in to the Franchise Insiders Inside Scoop Market Watch. Be sure to tune into our other podcast, We Bought a Franchise, by going to weboughtafranchise.com or visit our website, thefranchiseinsiders.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Take care. The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.